Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Mayor of Cowra, Bill West. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Neil, and good morning to your listeners as we approach Christmas.
Yes, this is our last one for 2020, a year that many people like to put behind us, but I think we've learnt a lot, haven't we, as a community here in the Central West?
Yeah, I think you're completely correct. I think we tend to forget that we came into 2020 with a drought looming large and having a massive impact. And I think we had some beautiful rain and the seasons have turned incredibly well.
Yeah.
But then the shingle COVID-19 dropped on our doorstep. And I think the community have been incredibly cautious and sensible around COVID-19. And I think it's a credit to our communities that they've been able to actually live within what we're expected to do by all the COVID restrictions. And would appear we're coming out the other end and better off for it. I think that's the key message. So it's really proud you look at the communities and the way they behaved. And of course then we've had when doom and gloom and the government came on board with some very, very good packages. But then when the restrictions started to get lift, we've had massive numbers of visitors going through. So some of the local economies have really hit a bit of a boom in terms of people going through and visiting. So it's been a funny 2020. It's one that I think, as you say, it's most part of the new normal, I don't know. But I know a lot of people who visited were surprised at how beautiful Cowra and the region is, and I think a lot of people in business and a lot of people in the community realise how important just the community themselves are and supporting each other. So it's been a good lesson for us, I think, and the mirror was held up in a big way.
Yes, well said indeed. All right, now the Deputy Prime Minister was in town earlier this week.
Yeah, Michael McCormack, our local member, came to officially open the redevelopment of the CBD, bearing in mind that some considerable funds came for that project from the federal government, so it was important to recognise the federal government. And Michael, of course, he's our local MP as well, so it was good to have him back in town. And only briefly, but I know he called on a couple of other businesses and we had a chance to chew the fat and raise things like the issues around telecommunications, which I think is a bit of a sleeper out there at the moment, but it's going to become a big issue and something I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah, it was great to have the federal government money for the CBD and to acknowledge that and, of course, make the point that it wasn't all federal government money. The council put in $1.7 million ourselves, so we're certainly working with other levels of government.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the state MP, Steph Cook, she's in town as well.
Steph Cook's in town on Saturday to officially open the nature-based adventure playground, which has been a tremendous success. And there's been another number of small openings on the way through, but this is the one that the council is organising and having Steph come along to actually acknowledge the committee that had been so prominent and done such a wonderful job in getting this nature-based adventure playground to fruition from just a dream when they took the general manager and stuff up there, they've looked at it to where they are now. It's a tremendous achievement and they've worked incredibly hard. So council's just keen to have Steph Cook there, have a couple of speeches, but to acknowledge that community organisations.
Yeah, indeed. And now if you're trying to get the Christmas present for the person that's got everything, here's something you might not have thought of, the Cowra into the 21st Century book.
The Cowra into the 21st Century book, done by council. It's with a lot of collaboration from a number of people and a community effort. It's available around town and it's proving very, very popular. So it's for the person who says, when you ask them, what do you want for Christmas? And they go, nothing. Well, you can either give them nothing or perhaps go and buy them a book.
It'll look wonderful under the Christmas tree.
It'll be spectacular under the Christmas tree and it'll provide people with a lot of reading on Christmas Day. But yeah, I think that you're like me, you get concerns. You say to someone, what do you want for Christmas? They go, nothing. And the temptation is to give them what they want. But anyway, we won't get in that path.
No, indeed. All right. And the Christmas lights, they're up and about in Cowra at the moment, looking beautiful.
Yeah, looking spectacular. Some people have been absolutely incredible at what they've done. And in the villages, I know there's a couple out of Woodstock that are being promoted. I'm sure the Goolagong has a couple. And around, you drive around the community and the Christmas lights everywhere. It's a credit to the community and really gives the community a great Christmas feel. So to those who are in the competition, good luck. But those who are just doing it, well done. And from a community perspective, thank you.
Yeah, indeed. And look, mate, before I let you go, just an update on Wyangala. Where are we at? Obviously, it's work that's going to continue well into the new year.
Work that's going to continue into the new year. I think we're meeting with the reflections people and also Water New South Wales briefly last night and again a meeting today, and that'll give us a greater indication of where things are up to. But the understanding I have is that things are progressing a little bit more slowly than people thought, but nonetheless it's something that the council is encouraging the government to get on with it and get all the studies done so we can put that on the table, but also move forward with the increased capacity, which I think is important to the region, particularly Cowra, but the region and the Lachlan Valley going forward.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. All right, mate. Well, thank you, as always, for your company throughout the course of 2020. Have a wonderful Christmas, mate, and we'll do it again in the new year.
Thanks, mate, and appreciate the conversations, and they are part of something I look forward to every fortnight. But Sadie, hope you have a great Christmas, and I know you've been good, so Santa Claus will be kind to you, but don't drink too many lemonades. But I guess more seriously to all your listeners and our communities, have a great Christmas, have a great New Year, enjoy time with friends and family where possible, but above all, please be safe and be careful around water, but be safe and have a good month on the road in particular.